Right now it is time to bring in Pat Pagano and get the forecast, see how the weekend went, and see if the light is in the rain shed. Good morning, Pat.
Yes, a lot of questions, right? before we get to all the personal stuff, let me talk about the weather. Now, today's going to be a decent day. Partly sunny, 65 to 70. It should be nice. Tonight, partly cloudy and only 50. Tuesday, we'll call it considerably cloudy. There'll be some sunshine. Maybe a shower midday with a weak front. But again, 65 to 70. Then on Wednesday, a stronger front will head this way. So on the cloudy side, but mid-70s with late day showers. They move out Wednesday night. Behind that front, partly cloudy and windy. Mid-60s Thursday, sunny. And low 60s on Friday. In the tropics, you have Tropical Storm Gamma, which is just north of the Yucatan. And it is, I don't know, I guess there's no female or male in the Greek alphabet. So we're just going to have to say that Gamma will meander in and around the Yucatan. Now, just south of Jamaica, south of Cuba, Jamaica the island, there is another tropical depression destined to become Delta today. And I know what you're saying because I said the same thing. How do we go from G to D backwards? It's the Greek alphabet, folks, so don't ask me. But that's the next one, Delta. And that's going to move northwest into the Gulf. It is going to absorb Gamma and head for the Louisiana coast on Friday. After that, it's going to turn northeast. And the question is, where does the rain from that system cut off? Does it cut off in Virginia? Does it cut off in New Jersey? That would play a role in the Columbus weekend weather. Right now, I think we're okay Saturday. It's questionable on Sunday, depending on that moisture, and it looks like Monday's okay as well.
So if we wake up Sunday morning and there's red skies, we know it's going to rain.
It's a possibility. It may not. It may not. It may actually stay to the south. It's too early to say, but that's how we're thinking right now. So they're going to kind of play tag in the Gulf of Mexico. And right now the computer models are saying that it could be a Cat 2 by the time it hits Louisiana on Friday. So we'll watch it and we'll keep you posted on that.
All right.
From Pat's little DIY stuff, the rain should. My neighbors came over on Friday, Neil and his wife. And, you know, I said, here's the story. So she said, you know, we just fixed our range. We had the same problem, but we don't have these halogen bulbs like you do. We have a regular screw-in bulb, but it was very, very hard to screw it in. I said, well, this is harder. So she tries to get the bulb up, and, you know, she tried first, then he tried. Neither one of them could get it. They just didn't understand. I said, listen, this bulb is not going up high enough to get into the socket so you get twisted. I said, I don't know how we'd get into that hood that is all boxed up. So he looked and he looked. He goes, you know, I think if we take off these two screws, we could drop the front plate. He said, and then maybe we could see the socket and go from there. So he took off the two screws, dropped the front plate. The socket was, if you could imagine this, folks, an upside down U. And what had happened is from trying to push the bulb up, it actually pushed the socket up and you weren't able to reach it. So what we had to do is we had to push the socket down. She got the bulb in from the outside and then we put the plate back. The whole thing took about 1 hour.
An hour to change a bulb.
An hour to change a bulb. So why they make it that difficult, I don't know. It is a good range.
I know why they make it that difficult, Pat.
Why?
Because it's a halogen bulb, and they don't want it. Those are dangerous bulbs. Even when you're changing them, and even if, when before you change, they burn so hot.
Right.
So I think they don't want people fooling with the bulbs. I think they want professionals to do it. Because if you get the oil from your skin on that bulb, it can catch fire.
Again, we were smart enough to use a suction cup on the bulb.
Yeah.
And our hands were never touching the bulb. They were touching the suction, the rubber suction cup. So that was that. The filming of our movie, which was the, quote, end of our movie, beginning and ending we did, worked out well, but it took a lot longer than we ever expected. We worked all day Saturday. The ladies just couldn't get the, they just couldn't get the, quote, musical number down. And we went over and over and over. But that was done. Sunday, went to the studio, cleaned it all up, struck the set, cleaned everything up. Then I said, I was destined to do this. It was a beautiful day yesterday, as you know. I said, I'm going to stain the railing on the new deck. And they all looked at me and they said, it's 12:30. You leave at 3. I said, yeah, I can get it done. They said, you're going to get all of this stuff. I said, yes. I got done at 3:30. Big deal. So it took me 3 hours. I got all the railings stained and nothing on the deck. Because the railing is brown, dark brown.
Yep.
The deck and the steps will be natural. I'm just putting a clear stain on it next weekend, right before we leave. So I got that all done, threw everything in the car, got the dog, and off I went. And I got home yesterday, I guess, close to 5 o'clock. So I was pretty tired, but hey, nevertheless, everything that I set out to get done, I got done. That's all I care about.
Well, that's it. You got the. You. It was a successful weekend.
Yeah, it was, and the weather wasn't bad. I mean, how cold was it by you yesterday morning?
It was cold. It was like 36.
Yeah, 38 by me.
Yeah, it was cold. It was cold. It surprised me.
It was cold. There was so much fog on the lake. It's so funny because I walked out, I could not even see the lake, and we're right on the lake. And it was cold. Got in my car, put on the windshield wipers. I'm heading to church. This is about 10 to 8. And as soon as I left my leg, it was clear as a bell.
Yeah, my landlord, Reg Lampson, who lives about, I live as you go up Mount Riga, and he lives about, only about, I think, an eighth of a mile from me, but it's straight up, okay? So he's like 100 feet, I think, maybe 100 feet higher, maybe 150 feet higher. He had a great picture. From right below his house, you could just see nothing but clouds, fog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just one of those great pictures.
Yeah, with the fog, ground fog.
Yeah.
And then above it was sunny.
Yeah, beautiful, yeah.
Interesting. By the way, I'm so confused. I watched the news last night, which I shouldn't do.
No.
And I watched the doctor come out on Saturday, saying that our president was doing fine. And then he came out yesterday and said that Saturday they had to give him oxygen twice. So they asked him, why didn't he say that? He said, oh, he's trying to just keep it upbeat the way the president has been. What is going on?
Well, what I found out this morning, and I didn't realize it till this morning, is that he decided to take a ride in his sealed van with the Secret Service so he could go by and wave at the 200 Trump supporters that are in front of the hospital. Can you imagine if you or I were in the hospital? We have been diagnosed, not diagnosed with COVID-19.
And we said,
we want to take a ride in our cars. We want somebody to drive us so we can wave at our fans. What would they say to us?
They'd lock us up.
That's right. But then again, how do you say no to the President of the United States?
I have no idea. You know what? This whole thing is bizarre.
It's more bizarro we can't talk about it anymore because we're out of time, but let's just put it this way. It encapsulates 2020 as it should be. Just a crazy year.
You're right.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Adios.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.